Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Jake Volnick with you guys back here on Overtime. Of course, coming up in an hour's time, we're going to get a grip as we always do at 9 o'clock. But right now, let's head out to the fan hotline. It covers the team for Cleveland.com. Joins us every single Friday at 8. It's Coach Riz, Lance Reisling. Coach, what's going on?
Hey, Jake, what's going on, my friend?
I mean, listen, after last week, I'm just looking for any win here. I didn't think it was going to go as bad as it did, but things went south, and hey, we've certainly transitioned from, hey, you know, the offense almost beat Cincinnati to pretty much a full reset, it feels like, coming into week three.
Well, I would say this. As a coach, there's two different ways to look at it. So sometimes you just go against a team that physically dominates you, and they scheme it better, and they have better players, and the matchups are terrible. I don't feel that happened with the Browns last week. I feel like they shot themselves in the foot. Now, obviously, the Ravens, they have Lamar Jackson. They did some good things. But if you think about the punt return, you know, the punt return, the punt block, the interception, you know, all those things kind of added up. And so, you know, with going at, like, at the end of the third quarter, it was 20-10, and they're in the football game. So as a coach, you go in and say, you know, if you play a cleaner game, it doesn't mean you're going to win. But at least you know, because if you play a clean game and you lose, it's because the other team's better. And you can accept that. You can't accept when you beat yourself.
All right, so take me through here going into week three. We got the Packers obviously coming up on Sunday, Lance. Do you see a legitimate path to the Browns getting a win in this game?
Well, yeah, and I think it started, you know, I said this to you before, but I think it's the defense. The defense has faced two really good offenses. This offense is good. LaFleur, I think, is an outstanding coordinator, but they got some guys out. Watson's out, Reed's out. Tom, he's got an oblique kind of injury. Kraft, who I had, he was one of my keys to stop earlier in the week. He's kind of banged up, so you don't know how he's going to be. So this Browns defense, I think, has an opportunity to not only play very well, but maybe set that offense up with a short field and maybe create a turnover. And obviously that's how it's going to be against these elite teams until this offense gets going. I also think Junkins is going to be, after a full week of practice, should be a little bit better. I think those, you know, for me, it's going to be, I'm going to be watching those tackles. Those tackles really struggled the first 2 weeks. That's where they got to improve on offense. But I do. I think the defense can really create some short fields for this offense. And obviously they got to punt it well. They got to play better special teams as well. But yeah, this is not an impossible thing. The problem is that Packer defense is really, really good.
They certainly are. I want to focus on a second here. You bring up the Browns defense and creating short fields for the offense. So help me break this down, Lance. The team right now has come up with zero turnovers, and they've obviously been really good when it comes to stopping the run, holding teams to short yardage, keeping points off the board for the most part there up until the end of the Ravens game. But they have zero turnovers through two games. They created just four interceptions last year. Is this something where you look at a defense and you say, okay, they've been good and the turnovers part's just unlucky? Or is there something they could be doing differently to help, you know, maximize those opportunities and help the offense by creating a takeaway or a turnover?
Well, you know, the hard thing is, Jake, is that when they're in so much man coverage, you know, when you're in man coverage, that's one of the tells for a quarterback, because the eyes would normally be on the receiver. And how you get some interceptions is you play through the receiver, but your eyes are in the backfield because you're in zone. And when you're in zone, you can keep things underneath you so you can get bad throws and things like that. So them being in so much man coverage, it's hard for those corners to get interceptions. It just really is. The guy that's got to make those interceptions is that one free safety. He's got to be a little bit more active left to right, because he's basically a center fielder, especially in passing situations. So it is really hard to create turnovers. I think the turnovers come from the Browns are strip sacks, tips inside, things like that, because being in man, they're never going to be able to – those corners are going to be locked in. So when the ball is underthrown, they won't know because they're in zone. I mean, they're in man coverage. If they were in zone, they can get some of those. So maybe that's – because they're struggling and they're struggling with some depth there, maybe they play a little bit more zone or man where they're off a little bit and they can still get their eyes in the backfield. But it's not. It's a product of, you know, you can't have everything as a defense. That's one area that they need to improve on, just because that offense is struggling so bad. So that's my thing. I've said that all week. It's really hard to create turnovers in man, but they're going to have to figure that out because they need some short fields.
Okay, so let's go to the offense. You highlighted the Packers' defense. They've been really good against the run so far early in these first 2 weeks. Do the Browns... they essentially need to just overcome that and get the run game started this week? And do you think they can do it with Judkins with a full week of practice?
Well, I do, you know, and the best way to stop Parsons is elite, but the guy who really causes problems for an offense coordinator is Rashawn Gary, because he's 280 pounds. Micah Parsons, you're going to do a ton of chipping. I think they're going to run right at him, because that's the way you slow down an elite pass rusher who's, you know, 250-ish pounds. So not that he won't make plays, but you got to body punch those elite pass rushers who aren't real heavy. Rashawn Gary is the guy that gives you problems because he's 280 plus. So now he can play the run. He can play inside. He can play outside. So they have two of those guys. Then they have Quay Walker, who I think is a highly underrated linebacker. He's 240 pounds. He's 6'3". And then this corner, Nixon. So he's a guy, he's playing at a really, really high level. But the thing that they do, they don't, besides Parsons and Gary, everybody else is really solid. So they don't have a lot of holes. So the Browns have to play at a high level. I'd like to see the Browns kind of simplify a little bit and try to make sure everybody's, you know, they're missing too many blocks. They're having too many run throughs, and that's just because there's lots of motion and lots of movement. I think they need to simplify. I think they need to go really rely on the run game. And even if the run game isn't working, you got to shorten the game. You have to punt it well. You know, it doesn't hurt you to run the ball on third down and then punt it on fourth down. Do everything you can not to turn the ball over. 'Cause like you said, you look at last week, those turnovers are what turned that game. And that's what, you know, that's what they need to create. But if you cannot turn it over, you can be in the game, because this defense can't control the Packer offense. However, it's going to be a dogfight. And the one thing they can't do is turn it over and turn it over early, or they could get boat raced because that's how football works, especially with momentum.
Lance Risland, Coach Riz with us here on the hotline. Hey, if they're able to flip things around, is there almost a moral victory in the offense just looking good this week, even if they don't get a win?
No, I'm an anti-moral victory guy. These guys are pros. These tackles got to play better. You know, they're doing some things. Like, once again, if you get beat, I'm okay with it. Free runners, I don't like. You know, guys who are unblocked, things like that. Those things bother you as an offense coordinator. If Micah Parsons just beat you, but you have him accounted for, it's not great, but as a coach, you go, listen, we had a plan for him. He was just better. So that's, you know, I'm not a moral victory guy. Now, the operation's been good. They've done some good things. I think offensively, if they can run the ball a little bit better, it will at least shorten the game and limit the amount of touches that offense can get. And then your defense, which is your strength, comes out there fresh. Too many three and outs right now. So they got to extend some drives, 6-8 plays. Even if they punt it, they got to give that defense some rest. But to answer your question, no, moral victories don't do anything. Now, you learn from them, but they don't do anything for me in terms of winning or losing. You got to win, and that's the bottom line. It's you got to figure out a way to win, whatever you got to do.
Now, you're giving me the Kevin Stefanski, you got to protect the football, which obviously is a Herculean task, but it seems so simple when you say it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We've seen the offense sort of struggle with the short stuff, not have explosive plays. They have one run over 10 yards at this point, two games in. Does there need to be almost, I don't want to say an uncorking of Joe Flacco because it sounds like you're just letting him go buck wild, but do they need to try to extend the field and go down the field more with the pass game?
Well, you know, in this offense, that happens with run game because those safeties, now you're going to get a safety down in the box. They're going to crowd the line of scrimmage more because they have to stop the run. When you don't do that, you can play two safeties. It's hard to take shots over top because they're going to keep those guys in front of you. So it really does start with the run game, even if you're not super successful, because you have to take some body punches. Now, there's a fine line with Joe Flacco. If he, you know, letting him loose, he will create some plays. There's no doubt about it. He always has. But we've seen with Joe Flacco, if you let him loose, there's probably a good probability that he's going to intercept the ball as well. He throws some interceptions. And that just puts that defense at such a, you know, I think you got to play it close to the best. That's me as a coach. You know, going back to like, how does this happen? Well, it happens by winning on first down, because if you can make the defense respect run or pass, That's how you limit turnovers. When you get to passing situations only, now you start seeing those exotic fronts, the blitzes, the coverages. That's when quarterbacks make mistakes. So you have to win on first down, or at least be a little bit more successful so there's a hint of the run on second down. So that's where they're at. They have to win on first down because that will help stretch the field, and that will also protect the football.
Would it have been too much of a panic move for you if they considered going to Dylan Gabriel in week 3?
Absolutely. I think the progression they're doing with those guys, even watching every day during camp, I think they have a plan and I think they're sticking to it. And whether we like the plan or not, that's okay with me as long as they're sticking with what they thought was going to work. That's why they're the coaches and the GM. So whatever they decided. But yes, I absolutely think that would be a panic move, especially against a defense like this week. Now, once again, I'm not a real big believer in playing a guy because, you know, you want to take a look at him. That loses a locker room really, really fast. That's when you talk about culture. You're not in the business of developing, you know, during the season. You're in the business of winning football games. And I know that's really tough for the Browns now because they have to see these guys. But the number one priority to keep that locker room interested is that everything's got to be, kind of pointed towards winning. And I think with Flacco right now, you know, watching him every day, he was better than those guys. So if those guys get to the point where they're as good, then yes, they probably should get a look, especially if they're losing. But if they're not there yet, I don't think they play until they're there. I don't think they play because you need to take a look at them.
Again, Coach Riz, Lance Risen with us here on the hotline. Let's take a look at the offensive line, Coach. I want to start with really just the tackles. I want to start at left tackle, though, with DeJuan Jones. Last week, he gets taken off the field multiple times for what now throughout the week. DeJuan told us was basically precautionary with the heat for a guy that's dealt with heat issues going back to training camp and having to get carted off the field. Is it fair to take a guy at this level off the field as a precautionary to you, or is this signed to a your left tackle should be out there until something actually shows up and then you should move on from there?
Well, you know, if it's a smoke screen, then you want him out there. If it's not, if he's having some heat issues, then obviously you got to take care of his health first, but you rarely never know like what was the actual Was he having heat, or he didn't play well for week one? So is that the issue too, where they want to get a look at somebody else? You don't really know. And obviously moving forward, then he has to get himself in shape where the heat doesn't bother him. And, you know, as a pro, that's what you should be doing all day. What you eat, how you carry yourself, the amount of liquid you get, you know, your hydration level 2 to 48 hours before the game or 2 days out kind of deal. So there's a lot he has to do, which I'm assuming he's doing, but those tackles have to play better and they have to know who they're blocking. They're not getting to the second level. They're not getting off on double teams. They're not getting to the linebackers when they're getting off those double teams. They have to bend better. He lost weight, but it almost has hurt him because he's a great athlete and he used his size. Now he's not, for some reason, he's not bending real well as he gets to the second level. Whatever the issue was, they got to put it in the past and they got to move forward. And he's got to be more physical as well as the other tackle, Lucas, for these guys to have a chance and to run the football.
When does Jack Conklin's health become a concern with him even moving forward with this team, period? It feels like Jack's basically feels like he gets hurt every sort of year for a period of time. And we're already at, you know, a fear of missing him for 2 weeks this early in the season.
Well, he didn't look good. A couple clips I saw the other day, he did not look good. And a couple people I talked to said he didn't look real healthy. You know, the problem is for Jack, in my opinion, is he's a very physical guy. And he kind of matches the mentality of those three interior guys where he's real tough. He's really big on contact. And with that, you get a lot of, it seems like as he's gotten a little bit older, you know, his toughness and his willingness to get in the mix and his willingness to be physical with defensive linemen kind of hurts him as he's gotten older. So it's a concern because, first of all, he's a really good player, but his style of play is what the Browns like. But it's just, it seems as he's, you know, extended his career here, that physicality is kind of beating him down a little bit, right? Again, like body punches, you know, he's unable to get healthy. And I don't think he can play any other way because, you know, if he plays any other way, he'll be unsuccessful. So yeah, it is a concern. His age is a concern. And just the idea of that physicality day in and day out makes it really worrisome that he can not only come back, but can he consistently be in there for week in and week out? Cause that's what's killing these guys, the continuity.
All right, Lance, I'm going to get you one more before we get you out of here. I do want to take a little look at the special teams after last week. Bubba Ventrone has gotten a lot of praise across the league, obviously internally with the Browns across his tenure. But how fair is it now of him to be catching flack? And is it right for the Browns to be looking internally and asking Bubba to be making corrections and doing better given the fact of the return game didn't look great? You had the punt block, the kicking situation has been a struggle. I mean, it feels like the only real highlight we've gotten, even you look multiple years out, has been Corey Bohorquez.
Well, yeah, you know, obviously you're the coach, right? And you're in charge of special teams. That's what comes with being, you know, the assistant head coach. You know, you're getting paid that way. And he's in charge of the third phase, which is, you know, a third of the game. And for me, the kickers are always doing their own thing. I'll never put it on a coach with kickers. But the thing that bothered me last week is they punted it well last week and they made all their kicks and they played terribly on special teams. And if you look at like the punt block, it was the idea that, you know, Hickman had to block a bigger guy. I'm not sure if schematically that's the right thing to do. We've all been there where you get, you know, the other coaches do a good job too. But then fundamentally, he kind of took the guy in with a shoulder and didn't take him on square. So they've had issues with like squeezing lanes and being, you know, not being fundamentally sound, and their techniques haven't been exactly what he wants them to be. Now, is it because they're coaching it and they're not getting it, or are they not getting coached? And there's a big difference there. And obviously as the weeks go along, if you see the same mistake over and over, you know, who is that on? And if it's on a player, then you got to get a new player in there. So obviously they're going to have to scheme things up. They're going to have to use some bigger guys. If teams are going to bring heavy guys on punt block, and just the idea that they're losing that phase. So usually that phase is kind of like a wash between teams. They're losing that now. So they're losing on offense, they're losing on special teams, and they're absolutely dominating it on defense. But you lose two or three phases and you lose the ball game.
Lance, always good to talk to you. Obviously looking forward to listening to you and getting leading up into you coming up on Sunday, as you'll be alongside JP 10 o'clock until kickoff on the Browns tailgate show right here on The Fan. But always good to talk to you, and we appreciate you.
Absolutely, Jake. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Absolutely. Lance Reisling, Cleveland.com, with us there on The Fan Hotline. We'll react to what Lance had to say coming back, as well as get to your calls at 216-474-0092. It's Jake Voldick with you guys on Overtime right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.